Jim's Razorback Pizza here off Highway 10. Now let's go to Jim Harris of Sporting Life Arkansas. And, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, RJ?
I'm doing well. Hey, I guess right off the top, we're going to talk what everybody else is talking about, the NCAA tournament, and the Hogs not making any postseason appearance at all. Are you shocked?
I was a little shocked. I got over it pretty quick. I think when you, you know, end at the Southeastern Conference tournament the way Arkansas did, you still think, you know, there might be, you know, more basketball coming, and it's sort of a shock to find out that game you watched on Thursday night was the last one you're going to see all year. But I think that game probably may have been, I mean, you keep hearing everybody say, you know, how Ole Miss showed that they belonged in the field with the NCAA tournament. I think Arkansas showed for about 36 minutes that game with Vanderbilt they didn't belong in the postseason. I think that pretty well sunk them right there.
Do you think that's what – obviously they weren't going to get a bid to the NCAA, Jim, but you think that the NIT and CBI and whatever other, you know, an acronym brackets are out there, we're looking at the effort and saying, boy, this is not a team that necessarily looks like they're interested in playing right now. Why do we want them in our tournament?
Right. Well, I think CBI and College Insider, whoever tournament, you have to buy your way into those, and I don't think Arkansas wanted to really do that. I'm surprised Texas did buy its way into the CBI tournament. That seems unusual for me for the kind of year Texas did if they wanted to have any more basketball. But anyway, back to Arkansas, I think the explanation yesterday by former Alabama and Vanderbilt coach Stephen Newton, he's the head of selection committee. They just pretty well said that Arkansas was discussed, but the 1-13 or whatever record it was on the road just didn't look good enough for them. And also, I mean, you know, Arkansas put up a dozen really eggs on the road. They dropped some really lousy games on the road. It wasn't like Arkansas went on the road and, you know, was hosed and lost by a point or 5 points or 8 points here on the road on a regular basis. They were getting stomped. And it's really strange. I mean, you take the point per game margin at home. I mean, Arkansas won every home game in the SEC, but they won it with a lot, probably a lot less margin of victory than they lost on the road. And it's just, it's strange the way this team played, and I guess that's what that committee felt like as well.
Jim, do you get the sense that are Razorback fans mostly happy that the basketball season is over and they don't have to
absolutely
watch anymore and worry about it, or are they kind of disappointed that there's no postseason?
I think absolutely that was the feeling. I think there are a lot of people glad. Yeah, even the way that game in Nashville ended, where, I mean, you know, you're down at one time by 16 points, threw it all out of it, you think you're going to get stomped, and then for about a few seconds there in the last minute, you know, Arkansas's down by two with a chance to tie it and down by four with a chance to get back in it, I guess, with a couple of free throws and miss it. But, yeah, just about everybody I either saw comments from. I'm a big fan of Twitter, as you know. Saw a lot of comments there. Probably a lot of message board comments, and then just what I heard on the radio and that, and then talking to people. I think everybody was glad that overall the season ended. And it's kind of sad because at home the Razorbacks were as competitive as I've seen them in a long, long time, and they achieved that goal, at least in conference play, of protecting the home court perfectly. I tell you what. You go through it and win 9 SEC games at home. I think Arkansas would take that every year, no doubt. And
Absolutely. Somewhere
along the way, they've got to look at going 4-5 or 5-4 as the goal on the road. I mean, you do that, and then you're talking about winning the league. And
yeah.
I mean, so really, I think if you heard what Nolan Richardson said on the televised game with Texas A&M, and I thought it was really well said that, I mean, his advice to Mike was, I mean, you have a lot of problems, but you can't solve them all in one season. I mean, you got to set one area to change, to be good at, and then go to the next one next year. And this year was to reestablish Arkansas's dominance at home, and they did. And they can now take that and know that they can win at home. And then with next year's team, build from that and maybe take a 4 out of 9 games on the road, that kind of thing.
Jim, let's move to I don't know if it's a happier subject, but something in play right now. It's the Razorback baseball team. They have fallen to number 21 in the country right now, only 2 spots ahead of UCA, who's now number 23 in the country.
The world is upside down.
Yeah, it's very upside down. It's a team that started ranked number 1 in the country based on how they finished last year at the College World Series with all those pitchers coming back except one. I guess from the initial impressions, you can just say this team was severely overrated. They still have trouble scoring. They still make crucial errors. Some on Sunday were in the when the rain kind of hit. I mean, not making excuses there. Ole Miss had to play in that same kind of rain in the 13th inning too. But and they got hammered on Friday. They won in a big win Saturday against Ole Miss, and then lost an extra inning. So, I mean, they're not protecting the home court at all. I mean, you know, in SEC play so far, only winning 1 of 2 and losing the series. So I don't know. It's not happier times with baseball, RJ. Bill, I guess there's some head scratching going on. But then, just hearing Dave Van Horn comment on it, he just said that. I mean, you know, he's not worried, and that I mean, he thinks that. I mean, you know, he's disappointed, but he's not worried. And
yeah,
Arkansas struggled like this a little bit last year, but, you know, in the end, they were one of the hottest teams in baseball and made it to Omaha.
Yeah,
I don't want
right,
to be
yeah.
hot. I don't want to be rolling now, you know. I want to be hot in April and May or June.
But I think when you've got so much expectation to start the season, when anybody that starts off number one, I don't remember anybody that's dropped off like this all the way to, you know, 21st in the country. You know, they've always maintained. Yeah, they may have lost a game or two, but
right.
not in the fashion the Razorbacks have done so far. And I just think that it's just not a good time to lose like this. I know there's, you know, you've got a couple freshmen as pitchers, but I think this team's better than what they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're a little bit underachieving.
They appear to be. They should be.
Yeah, I think they're underachieving offensively. You know, they went out to Arizona, and I mean, they laid as big a road eggs out there as Arkansas's basketball team did, and, you know, dropped 4 games, 2 against Arizona State. They were beaten by a great pitcher by Gonzaga in another game, then just blew another one. So they found a way to lose just about every way so far. Certainly, I guess in hindsight, you got to wonder, how did Arkansas get ranked number one? I mean, you know, they did reach the College World Series. They did have those pitchers back who pitched so well against Baylor and then against South Carolina in getting to pretty much the final 4. Of the World Series, but I mean, they still really had so many deficiencies last year until tournament play, as far as scoring runs, as far as the errors they made in the middle of the field, and I don't know if necessarily all those have been corrected yet. Obviously, the hitting hasn't, the clutch hitting. They're not bunching hits together enough. I mean, they're bunting a lot to just get runners on. For this team, it kind of makes you wonder if they have solved their hitting at all. I don't know if they have.
Well, yeah, I agree. Well, Jim, we appreciate it. We're up against the break. We got to unveil the Bay bracket today. So
sounds like there's some
great insight.
yeah, there's some happening going on out there. I can hear it in my ear, and it sounds like everybody should head out to Jim's Razorback Pizza. I'm excited to hear who's part of the Bay bracket as well. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thanks, Jim. And you need to come out here yourself off highway.